farmers are in a never-ending battle with weeds. Their main weapons are chemical herbicides they spray on the unwanted plants. But could exposure to those chemicals cause cancer? Harvest Public Media's Grant Gerlach reports on what scientists have to say about two of the most heavily used farm chemicals.
Nathan Dorn is scouting for weeds in a strip of grass between a field of corn and a field of soybeans. He rips a leafy green stalk out of the ground by its roots.
Pigweed. This is pigweed.
Dorn farms with his family here in southeast Nebraska, and one thing he says the family won't tolerate is weeds.
You break it apart there, you know, what do you see there? What is that?
It's wet.
Yeah, that's moisture. I mean, that's moisture that this plant's using to grow that's not in there for my corn, not in the ground for my soybeans.
That's why before he plants his crop, Dorn sprays the field with a herbicide cocktail. Each acre is sprayed twice, some three times, to wipe out weeds. Corn and soybean farmers in the U.S. put down more than 300 million pounds of herbicide each year to keep their fields clean.
You know, you gotta make sure that you have crops in your field and not weeds, because weeds don't end up in the combine bin. Weeds don't pay the bills.
But is all that spraying safe? In the last few months, scientists from around the globe weighed in on two of the most important herbicides to U.S. farmers, glyphosate and 2,4-D. The International Agency for Research on Cancer, or IARC, is part of the World Health Organization. IARC brings in scientists to evaluate data on different chemicals and decide if there's evidence they could cause cancer. They looked at glyphosate, the active ingredient in Monsanto's Roundup, and determined it probably could cause cancer. For 2,4-D, which has been on the market since the 1940s, the group said it was possible the chemical could cause cancer. Environmental groups want regulators in the U.S. to take notice. Here's Scott Faber of the Environmental Working Group.
IARC is the decision-making body to which every regulator around the world looks to.
IARC doesn't regulate herbicides itself, but the agency's decisions do carry weight. Brazil is taking another look at glyphosate. It was already under review in this country by the Environmental Protection Agency. Farmers fighting herbicide-resistant weeds likely will look to spray more chemicals, not less. That's why Faber says the EPA needs to take IARC's conclusions into account when deciding how much is safe, both for farmers and their neighbors.
There are millions of rural residents who use playgrounds and go to school or go to church within the drift zones of corn and soybean fields.
But the EPA doesn't look at herbicides the same way as IARC. Take the case of 2,4-D. Anna Claire DeRousse is an epidemiologist at Drexler University and was a member of the 2,4-D group at IARC. She says the group's job was only to ask whether a chemical is a potential hazard.
Is there enough evidence to say that this agent or chemical causes cancer? And if so, what types of cancer is there sufficient evidence for?
So 2,4-D is a possible carcinogen, but so are coffee and aloe vera, according to IARC. The EPA's job is to determine whether it's likely to cause cancer or if there's a safe way to use it in the real world.
They also try to characterize what is the dose response, how much exposure do you need in order to develop cancer.
Julie Goodman is a toxicologist and consultant who works with the chemical industry. She says 90 government agencies around the world have done risk assessments on 2,4-D and found it's safe to use.
Farmers or anyone else using or potentially exposed to 2,4-D should really rely on the results of the risk assessments. And as I said, these risk assessments demonstrate that 2,4-D does not increase cancer risk.
In the end, the real risk from any chemical is tied to the dose. That's up to the EPA and farmers like Nathan Dorn. He's comfortable following EPA guidelines, and that means he'll keep using chemicals like glyphosate and 2,4-D as long as they keep killing weeds.
It's effective, and you know what you're going to get. Right or wrong, it works.
For now, those tools will stay in his toolbox, at least until the EPA releases its review of glyphosate. That's expected to come out this summer. Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.